executive session. Therefore, I would like to announce that pursuant to the requirements of Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act, an executive session will be held at this time for the purpose of deliberation of real estate matters under Section 551.072 of the Texas Open Meetings Act, and seeking legal advice from the General Counsel under Section 551.071 of the Open Meetings Act. And is that it?
We're recessing the session.
Okay. So we are now recessing this session and going into executive session.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And we're just meet up in the conference room.
Okay, first order of business is to make sure I'm in the right one here. Yeah. Is to call a meeting to order. Mr. Smith, I believe you have a statement to make.
I do. A public notice of this meeting containing all items on the proposed agenda has been filed in the office of the Secretary of State, is required by Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act. I would like for this fact to be noted in the official records of the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Smith. Commission agenda items 2, 3, and 4 will be discussed in executive. I knew I'd be in the wrong one here. What is the right one? God, I'll never get this right. Okay, hey, you all quit laughing. Okay, here we are. Sorry. Okay, we are convening this special meeting. I think I was supposed to have already said that. Item number 2, action land acquisition, Randall and Armstrong counties. Mr. Scott Boroff, please.
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, for the record, my name is Scott Boroff, Deputy Executive Director of Operations. My pleasure to be here today and present to you this item relative to a land acquisition in Paladuro County at Paladuro State Park at Randall and Armstrong counties.
Beautiful.
As discussed, this is would be in addition to the Paladuro Canyon State Park that includes some rim that overlooks the state park. Here's some of the views. The tract is 2,864 acres. A range of conservation options that we're considering would be to acquire the land in total or acquire the land partially. Have a conservation easement or other options on the remaining part of the land. And we've had the appraisal done. We're working with the Trust for Public Land to try to acquire this land. We're still in the process of working on the contract. I'm here today to ask you to adopt the following motion to give the executive director all the to take all the necessary steps to continue the negotiations on this piece of property. Be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Question.
One thing is, I've got this view from subject track, but I don't see that fellow on that.
I know. We have the wrong fellow in here.
Where's the star of the show here?
Me out of this. Could you give us a rendition?
Sorry, Scott. We're getting a little giddy here. Any discussion? We will now hear from those who signed up. Anybody signed up for any of them? Okay. Okay. Any more comments? No. Is there a motion on this item?
I move. Second.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Brown and second by John Parker. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, thank you. Action item number 3, land land taking, Cameron County. Mr. Ted Hollingsworth.
Chairman, commissioners, good afternoon. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. Texas Parks and Wildlife does own one unit of property, the Anaqua unit of the Las Palomas Wildlife Management Area, that is in the route of the tactical infrastructure, or border fence as it's known, in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas. The unit is west of Brownsville, south of Harlingen, in Cameron County. The fence, as it has been engineered by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on behalf of the Homeland Security Department, would run through the middle of the unit, cutting it into an 88-acre section, separated from 48-acre section along the river. Staff did spend some time in negotiation with the Corps of Engineers to get the best possible compensation for that taking of property. Nonetheless, staff still believes that that compensation package that's been negotiated it does not fully compensate for those impacts, those biological impacts, and does recommend that you adopt the motion that you see on your screen.
Any comments? I want to make a comment. I think I just wanted for the record that this decision is not being taken lightly. We understand the reasons that the federal government and the United States government believes they need to build this fence, and we're certainly not in a position to make a decision whether that's right or wrong, but that from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's point of view, and for us as commissioners, our job is to look at the mission of Texas Parks and Wildlife, and our constituency, which is the citizens of the state of Texas, and decide what's the right thing relative to our mission, what we at Texas Parks and Wildlife are supposed to do and not do. And so we are not taking this lightly. But at the same time, I am looking for a motion on this and a vote. So do I have a motion? Margaret Martin, and second, Tony Falcone. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. Item number four, action, land acquisition, Presidio County. Mr. Ted Hollingsworth, please.
Chairman, Commissioners, good afternoon. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. We have an opportunity to acquire the largest single inholding within Big Bend Ranch State Park. The ranch is a little over 300,000 acres now. This particular inholding straddles several important trails and an important canyon. Staff has been in contact with the family for about 20 years, and the property has recently been made available to us. It includes a couple of sections, the riverfront sections, as well as a very significant geological feature, Fresno Canyon, which already has a very significant trail up through it, which would be a very important asset to the public. We do have the resources to complete this acquisition, and we do recommend that you adopt the motion in front of you.
Okay. Any comments or questions? We have a motion?
No motion.
Okay, Commissioner Parker, second, Mr. Bivens. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. That's it. Mr. Smith, this commission has completed its business. I declare us adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Commissioner.
Yes, thank you.